Well, good morning and welcome. According to my clock, it's 7:15 and I'm starting right on the dot, although I expect there will be more people coming according to the registration list. But we only have 1 hour, and 10 minutes of that is for you to fill in your evaluation forms. So I've got a lot to share with you in a short time, and that's why I'll begin now. Just so you can confirm that you're in the right place. My name is Debbie Joffe Ellis. Answers. What I usually love to do in the tradition of my husband is to do a live demonstration, but because we only have 1 hour, there won't be time for that today. It's my hope that AGPA will have me back in the future, and I'm lucky enough to have a longer slot so I can demonstrate for you. But anyway, that's the plan for today. Before I knew and was passionate about my husband, I was passionate about REBT, which I studied as part of my psychology course. I love REBT because it is an approach that gives the power to the client, that is elegant in that if a person is suffering from emotional disturbance, it doesn't just offer a little soothing nurturing, which is nice, and it doesn't just offer some distraction or understanding, which there's nothing wrong with that. But in addition to those things, because REBT is quite multimodal, it's not a rigid, there's not a set way of doing it. In addition to those other aspects that can be useful in one-to-one counselling and in group work, it offers such a clear and simple and powerful tool for a person to use to empower themselves to make healthy choices about the way they think, about the way they act, and about the way that they feel. It gives the responsibility back to the individual. And one beautiful aspect of applying that approach within groups is that you've got a number of individuals working together, reinforcing the good stuff, educating themselves as they're making an effort to help others in the group. Of course, you need a very effective, vigilant group leader to keep the group on track and not have it go around the mulberry bush. If you've got one member who can tend to go on and on about everything but the real issue, I mean, that's the role of the leader of the group, the therapist. But there are certain things that are possible within the group that aren't so easily achieved in a one-to-one setting. But more about that in a little while. Now, the theme of this AGPA conference is group as a source of resilience and change. And REBT would actually not totally agree with that comment, group as source of resilience and change. What the philosophy and approach of REBT would assert is that each human, unless he or she is impaired in some way, has a remarkably deep well of resilience within, if we're aware of it, if we're not sabotaging ourselves, if we know how to stop doing what we might be doing to prevent us from drawing from it, and if we actively do what it takes to bring forth resilient attitudes and actions in our lives. So REBT says that we are the source of our resilience. And REBT says, well, no one will change an individual unless they're willing to change themselves. So, not to be controversial, but REBT wouldn't so much say that group is a source of resilience and change, but that it's a magnificent way of encouraging an individual to draw on their own resilience and to make healthy changes. So I love group work. But that's briefly say that really Al's development of REBT came as a result of his working on his own adversities, and he had plenty from childhood on. The main one as a child being very, very poor health, a lot of time in hospital. And brilliant, genius boy that he was, one who had his own innate brilliance and who read a lot and read a lot, those things combined led to him deciding when adverse conditions such as illness or his parents not being around as much as he wanted them to be, he decided he didn't like feeling depressed. And even as a child, he started looking for ways to feel less of the negative, unhealthy emotions. Not that he thought of it in that way at the age of five, I don't like this unhealthy negative emotion of depression, you know, how will I work on it? But as a young child, for example, when he was in hospital, his parents weren't visiting him, he found ways to distract himself because he didn't want to feel as sad as he felt about that. And so he read books, he talked to other kids in the ward, and he chose not to dwell on the sad circumstance, because it was sad. REBT is not Pollyanna-ish. And it's not just be positive, positive, because some things really, whilst we can find positive meaning from them, we may learn from everything in life, but in themselves, they're not particularly uplifting and positive experiences. So REBT encourages us to think realistically and rationally to, in this gift of life, minimize the suffering that is inevitable in life. Life contains suffering. If anyone disagrees, you know, tell me, give me your view in the question and answer part later. Would you mind in the microphone? Thank you very much.
How many participants in group? Uh-huh. And for how long?
Good question. Yeah. Between 6 and 12, 12 would be the maximum. 8 to 10 is probably better in a small group. And the members in REBT are asked to commit to a minimum of 6 sessions. And if they want to stop, they have to give 2 weeks' notice, or they're asked to give 2 weeks' notice. But it's very open-ended, so there's no maximum time. The minimum time recommended is 6 sessions. And many clients did it for years. Not that they hadn't overcome issues, but it was such a powerful reinforcement to come back into group.